All right. Hello and welcome to Rest Here Podcast, episode 7. I almost said the name of the other one.
Which we do all the time.
I'm Jeremy. This is Elisa.
I'm Elisa. Hi.
How you doing, Elisa?
Doing all right. Just going through work. Although I will say the weather has finally cleared up and things are, we're on the come up now.
Yeah.
of winter.
Yeah, I had a friend who went skiing this past weekend, and he was like, yeah, there's like, the snow isn't as like fresh, but he said he had a great time skiing still, and like, there's like,
that's
nobody.
Fun.
I was like, yeah, nobody skis in April. It's true.
Yeah, and it's probably the tail end, too, of the ski and snowboarding season.
Right.
So, or like, I mean, like, it's probably still going to last until June, but definitely get your, you know, get your stuff in at Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
It's gonna all disappear soon.
It's very true. It's very true.
Yes.
It's been getting a little warmer. It's been getting colder too. Like, it's this weird give and take. It's been like really warm in the day on some days and then really cold on some other days. At night.
For sure.
It's been really windy in San Francisco, so I've definitely been feeling the cold a lot more at night.
And I will say, there's been some weird windy gusts, and...
Right.
It's been a little weird, but at least it's been sunny, but because it's been windy, my allergies have also been terrible.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, the wind definitely does not help. Like, with the sun making everything out bloom out and the wind just like shoving all the pollen out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, fun fact, Elise and I did hang out recently in person. We had some pho, hung out,
yeah,
had some boba.
And I actually think my allergies were terrible the day that we hung out too.
Yeah, but you said that the city was giving you some respite because there was like an air conditioner on the whole time, essentially.
Yes. I walk into the city where the only trees and flowers there are ones that are potted, you know, really just potted and landscaped. There's, aside from that, it's mostly concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so good to be in SF.
That makes me happy. Just to hear those words in general from anybody, you know?
Like,
I'm so happy to be here in SF. I'm like, yeah, nice.
Yes.
You know, it's still a good city, despite what the news tells you.
The thing is that the news only tells you, like, all of the concentrated areas where there are certain things happening is, you know, the Tenderloin or downtown,
yes,
which is very similar to every other city in the United States and the world, where most likely a lot of that crime is happening in downtown. And there's other neighborhoods in SF that you can explore. So, obviously, you know, there are things in downtown that can be improved, but everywhere else, every other neighborhood that just is in SF is kind of just the way it's always been, in my opinion.
I feel like just overall, the city has been doing an okay job in managing things. And yeah, like you said, there are areas where it's much nicer and safer. At least that's what I feel too. Like, the western part of San Francisco definitely feels more homey and feels more like what San Francisco is supposed to be, at least with the culture and everything.
I was hanging out in Golden Gate Park recently, and it very much has stayed the same. And
yeah,
just the spot of Irving, Judah, which is where we hung out too when we got dinner.
Mm-hmm. That part was great. It's,
yes,
lots of good food. A lot of restaurants that survived the pandemic, and there are some new ones that were popping up here and there.
Yep. And then also North Beach. I feel like North Beach has kind of stayed the same in a good way. I like North Beach. I like Little Italy. I like Chinatown. I like that area.
Yeah, same. There's a lot of the food culture there, which I think is great.
I agree.
Before the podcast started recording, I was just telling you about the Knuckles show. And I believe,
I know.
And I believe you were watching the Fallout show as well, or you watched the Fallout show. So
I didn't start it, but I want to give it a shot because I heard it does a really good job just kind of creating a new storyline, but also being in that Fallout world. Mm-hmm. I've heard good things about that show and how it does the show justice, just as the Last of Us did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, I feel like in general, a lot of video game properties that are being adapted into TV shows and movies are getting a proper treatment.
Yes. And probably because of the criticism that's happened for so long, mm-hmm. of just how shitty a video game adaptation is.
Right. And then now it's like the people that are real fans of this content, they're now of the age where they can produce these things. They're in these positions where they're like, I'm a fan. I've always wanted to make this. Let's make it, but let's stay true to the roots of what this is. And, you know, no one knew that the dude who made Chernobyl would be making Last of Us TV show. It's like, what? Where does that translate? But then he's a huge fan of the games, and he asked Neil Druckmann and Naughty Dog to help out, and like that's more than anyone can ask for. You ask the creator, all the creator has to do is ask, like the creator of the show, the showrunner, all they have to do is ask the creator of the games and the original media to just do that, you know, like more of that, please. Essentially, it's like, you know,
exactly
right. And I did like a lot of the twists and turns they did on The Last of Us show. Really excited for season two and seeing what they're going to bring and what they're going to be changing. It's going to be really intense and very emotional. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. I will say, I think that although many people don't like The Last of Us 2, I think that storyline is going to play well in a TV show format.
Agreed.
It might not be good for the video game, but when I think about the varying plots and characters, I think it makes sense to have it in a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially with like having two protagonists and all these different side characters who could contribute to something and how far they're going to go.
Exactly.
I assume that the whole series is going to be around 3 seasons and then they're just going to end it.
I think I heard they're splitting The Last of Us 2 into 2 seasons.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
Because The Last of Us 2 is a really long game.
Yeah, it's definitely way longer than the first one.
Yeah, going back to the Knuckles show, started the first 2 episodes literally before recording this podcast. If you're fans of the movies, I have to say they're more of the same. The show definitely feels like a really, really drawn out movie, or like a very drawn out part of the movie, which is not a bad thing. I think it because the director of the movies also is like behind the show as well. It's the same cast, the voice acting cast, and some of the same characters, live action characters as well, which is really nice to see. A lot of different plot points from the games are being used as well, or not plot points, rather references from the games are being used as well in the show, which is really fun to see. Mm-hmm. But overall, the humor is definitely geared towards children. I mean, the movies themselves are definitely geared towards children. That's the whole audience. I felt like there were a lot of things in the movies that were adult friendly too, or at least had some parts of the movie that felt like adults would enjoy it more. So I was really eager to see some of that being put into the show. Now that the show is a very long, is each episode's like 20-30 minutes, so you get more character development and more time for jokes and more time for things like that. So there are some not specifically adult humor, like no raunchy jokes or anything like that, but it's humor that is going that adults would find funny. That's the whole point of it. And I'm definitely curious to see more and where they're going to go with the rest of the show. But right now, the first 2 episodes for me personally, I was just not feeling it too much. There were a couple jokes. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And some of the voice casts, I was like, whoa, they got this person in? That's crazy. But for the rest of it, I was like, okay, I definitely see this as being geared towards children. A lot of the dialogue for the villains and a lot of the exposition is just like talked about out loud. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. And the show is assuming that this is for children. This is like for little kids who don't know any better, who need their hand being held. Mind you, my brother and I, who I'm watching this with my brother and I had just come off of watching Succession, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. It like great writing, really good character development. I'm not trying to compare Knuckles to Succession. You absolutely cannot compare those because one's based off a video game, one's based off of like not a video game at all. One's just based off of an original idea, you know. So it's yeah, you can't compare, but they're really fun things to think about as far as like the quality of the shows, in terms of writing specifically. Because I feel like for Knuckles, the production value is exactly the same as the movies. They got the same, special effects company to do the models for Knuckles and all the other characters, and they also obviously got the same, like I mentioned, the same live action talent. So everything's almost the same, but then the writing is definitely like for a younger audience, which is fine, but. Yeah, again, to reiterate, I just feel like there were some things that I thought I would find personally funnier, but that wasn't the case. I'm not saying I'm disappointed. I'm just like, okay.
You are not the target audience.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the target audience. But my brother and I, we loved the Sonic movies because we're like, wow, someone finally made this movie look great, sound great, reminiscing for us a lot of the games that we grew up playing. So it was really cool to see that. Then at the same time, you're just like, okay, this is a show that is just for kids, and that's fine. It's still fun. So we're going to continue it, going to watch all 6 episodes, and I'll report back and tell you guys what I think about the whole show.
All right. Well, so obviously it seems like the target is for kids, but hey, I mean, like so many, there are a lot of kids shows that people watch. Ironically or unironically, so it might right. be pretty. It might, yeah. And at the end of the day, it's still Sonic. It might still tell a good story.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So that's all anyone can ask for. The story is very paper thin overall for the Knuckles show. It's easy to understand, and again, a lot of exposition. But at the same time, I feel like there could be more. But I don't know. I don't know what that could be. Like, I need to think about that more. I need to finish the show first, and then I can tell you.
Can I tell you something that I went back to after decades?
Okay. Is this Naruto? Is this an anime?
Oh no! By the way, I'm almost done with Shippuden.
Got it.
But that's not what I was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I started a Neopets account.
Yo, that's sick.
And Jeremy, I'm kind of rich. I got rich in like a single week. If I'm being completely honest, I got rich in like in 36 hours.
What did you do to get rich?
And I did not do anything bad, by the way. I got it out of pure will and luck.
Oh, go on.
So, for people who don't know what Neopets is, it's similar to Gaia Online or like a MapleStory or whatever, where you know you just sort of like it's really just an online flash game, and you can have you kind of live your life where you can have Neopets, basically pets of just like different creatures and animals, and make money, you can decorate your pets, you can make a Neo home, you could battle other people. It's really like Neopets is what you make of it. And I was listening to this random YouTube essay about Neopets and how by the way, Jeremy, crazy, but the original makers of Neopets, did you know that, you know, they were trying to In its heyday, they were trying to sell Neopets, you know, just like to get more financial help, and they did. But did you know that they sold it to a group that's pretty much the Church of Scientology?
I did not know that. Wait, why?
And it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with them. It's just straight up the original two people who made Neopets, you know, they just wanted more money and they were looking for a backing. And Neopets was getting popular, and then this group came up to them and And then, you know, they provided a good deal, and therefore they went with them. It was revealed later that they were actually a Scientology group, and they, in the ads, were trying to implement Church of Scientology ads.
What the
to
heck?
Kids. Yeah, so it's straight up like this group had no, like, you know, like the creators had no idea.
That's wild.
Until they realize it. They're not associated with the site anymore. Now, at this point, and then there was also a period of Neopets where there were owners that wanted to try and make Neopets into NFTs, which, Jesus Christ, is terrible. Oh. But 2 years ago, there's now new owners of Neopets, and the new owners basically were like, hey, we're going to turn all of the flash and just turn Neopets what it is into a modern looking website now. And So they're in progress of just changing a lot of the old flash, converting every single old page and all of these things to now be something that is manageable, like of just kind of like current websites.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And when I heard that, and, you know, it brought back good memories, you know, like I had such a good time with Jub, and I felt like, okay, cool. You know what? I want to play Mirka Chase again. Let me just like make a Neopets account. So I made a Neopets account. I made a Jub. Life is good. I only had a Neopets account for 48 hours and you know, just like casually playing it. And at this point, it's also funny now because I'm an adult and I know exactly how to play all of these games. So in my head, I was thinking, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm going to be rich. Like, you know, if I actually, it would be funny if I didn't have a job, I'd probably just play this and just be really rich in Neopets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, little did I know, I log on to the Neopets subreddit because I was like, yeah, let me just check out there's a sub for Neopets. Let me just take a look at that.
Yep.
Right when I look for the first time at that sub, the first post is, use this offer code to get a cool neg. And for people who don't know what this is, a neg is basically it's an egg that's decorated. And with these negs, what you would do is you would eat them, and if you eat them, then your pet would gain very specific powers or stat buffs or change a different color, you know, like things like that. Like, but basically, you get a benefit if your pet ate a neg. But because of its rarity, some of these negs sell for a lot of money. So I was like, oh cool, let me get this cool neg. So I got the promo code for the cool neg. I got it, and then the post below was just like, by the way, just for don't let people affect you or change the market, sell your cool neg for no more than 4 million Neo points. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, wait, what? What is going on right now?
What?
4 million Neo points for that cool neg that I just got because someone posted a code.
Okay.
And by the way, there's nothing cheaty about the code. It was honestly just. And so, straight up, for that cool neg, I got 2.5 million Neo points. I got a croc pet, which a croc pet costs 700,000 Neo points, and you can turn that croc pet into a real pet. I got a baby paintbrush, which is 800,000 Neo points. And then I got a Valentine's Day paintbrush, which that's new to me. That definitely happened by the time I left Neopets. But a Valentine's paintbrush is 2 million Neo points.
What?
So basically, in 3 days of playing Neopets, I'm the richest I've ever been in my entire life playing Neopets. And I did not do shit. I didn't do jack shit. I also didn't cheat. I didn't do anything bad. I am pretty much all my dreams came true in the last week.
Wow.
So, anyways, moral of the story, everyone, is Neopets, it's back. It's so back.
Wow, your kid self would be so happy.
My kid self, you know what's a bummer, Jeremy? I honestly wanted to try and just find my original username. And at this point, I wouldn't have even remembered the email or the password, like, at all. Like, it would have been a crapshoot. But I was so disappointed to find out that my username actually doesn't even exist anymore.
What?
Like, I almost wonder if it got banned. For what? I don't know. Like, maybe, I have no idea. But yeah, my username straight up doesn't exist. Which is crazy, because I don't think they delete usernames on Neopets. Like, it's just, like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, some Neopet accounts that are probably, like, 20 years old, but...
Right.
But yeah, anyways, I'm Rich, and this year is gonna be the 25th year of Neopets.
Oh.
And they have a counter on the welcome page, which I have a feeling is, by the time we hit the 25th anniversary of Neopets, I bet you that's, like, the website's intention that everything's converted from old Flash to a newer modern website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my Neopets update, everyone.
Wow. I did not expect that in today's podcast.
Yeah, and for the record, neither did I, but here we are.
Wow. This reminds me of when I was trying to find my old RuneScape logins.
Jeremy, oh god.
And I remember writing them down on, I wrote them down on a piece of paper, and I was like in middle school. So I'm digging through my old files, I find them, and I immediately add it to my password manager. I go to the RuneScape website, and lo and behold, my account is still there.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck, dude? That's crazy.
I love that so much, by the way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I don't think Neopets ever deleted your account unless they did when migrating servers or something.
Maybe.
But for Jagex, the people that made RuneScape, they never deleted it. They just kept it because I guess they just didn't really see value in deleting it. I have no idea.
The only problem with RuneScape is I don't remember what my original username was at this point to even know where to start. Because I definitely don't remember my email at all for anything I had back when I was a kid. But the username, it's kind of unfortunate, like... I wish I remembered that, but it's okay. Everything's fine. You know why? Because I'm better now.
You're rich.
I'm rich. Exactly.
Everything's better with money.
Everything's better with money, and this is what you learn when you become an adult.
Capitalism, baby. We gotta live by it. Is that what you're gonna tell your younger self? Capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism, bitch.
And your younger self's like, what?
Yeah, like, it's like your AOL self would never.
No, actually, though.
And that is my Neopets update. But it's funny, god, RuneScape, it's so crazy how that's still a thing, but and still sort of looks kind of exactly the same.
Right, yeah, like I know they did some graphical updates.
Yeah,
but for more or less, it's still the same game at the end of the day.
Agreed. There's nothing wrong with.
No. Let's talk about the Fallout show. So you haven't started it yet?
I haven't started it yet. I want to start it just because people have said it's a good show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know this. It's one of those things where I know the story of Fallout. I just never played Fallout before.
Okay.
And there was a point where Fallout, like, the first Fallout game was only Xbox, right?
It was PC? I'm talking about, like, there was an original game on computer.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I confused Fallout and Bioshock.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Which Bioshock's the one that was on Xbox. Either way, the story is still, I've never played Fallout before, but very much like, you know, if you're in video games, you know what Fallout's about,
mm-hmm.
more or less. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to watch the show.
I heard that if you're a fan of the games, then there's like a lot of references, like, of course, right?
Yes.
And they change a little bit of lore here and there. That's what I read as well somewhere. It's like some of the lore from the actual universe has changed a little bit. I don't know how I feel about that yet. Mm-hmm. I have to watch it. I've only played Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4. And I feel like that's enough to understand the whole story of Fallout, at least from mm-hmm. the perspective of those games.
For sure.
And yeah, I'm curious to start it too. A lot of people have said good things, and they said that it's pretty faithful. So that's good to hear. Those are really good things to hear.
I'll check it out eventually.
Yeah, I recommend you play at least one of the games, at least four.
Oh god,
four.
I'm definitely not gonna.
I know. It's a big ask, but maybe try to play one game before, or maybe the show will inspire you to play a game after. Who knows?
And like, question. Yeah. Is everything released at once or weekly?
The Knuckles show was released all at once. It kind of just dropped all the 6 episodes.
Oh, it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah, the Knuckles show, 6 episodes. The Fallout show is 8 episodes.
Do you know if the Halo show was good?
I've heard very negative things about it.
God. Okay.
Yeah. from friends, from my brother.
Yeah.
Everyone just says that it sucks.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't blame you if you want to start it and try, but I feel like
I don't even have Paramount Plus. So
well, that will save you a step. Yeah, if you ever do start it, let me know. I have no interest in watching that show. I just know that in the very beginning, the Master Chief like takes off his helmet, and which is like, you know, a big thing in the games, which is we never see his face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just weird and polarizing for fans of the show because mm-hmm. one, you can't really have the protagonist in a mask the whole time.
For sure.
And two, it's like defeating the purpose of who Master Chief is because he's an icon for the people of Earth and also for the Covenant. Like he's feared as like this armored devil in a way.
Yeah, a lot of good TV, honestly, a lot of interesting TV that's out right now.
The writer's strike will hopefully give people perspective and we'll see a lot better content in the future.
For sure.
So aside from TV shows, what are you playing right now?
So I'm playing Like a Dragon Animal Crossing right now.
Oh.
And which is also for people who have reached that chapter is called Dondoko Island. And there is a point where you're probably, you know, I'm on chapter 8 now of Infinite Wealth. And as you all probably are aware, and Jeremy, you're probably aware of this, there's a point where you're kind of like, man, I'm doing so much and I'm still broke in this game.
Yeah.
And then one day you meet some very furry mascots that take you on a journey to a place called Dondoko Island, which is a resort island. Which by the way, how you get there is like, it's really amusing how I even got there. Cause I feel like it was a bait and switch of, I thought the sub story was going to go a different way. And then all of a sudden I'm on Dondoko Island and I'm like, what is happening right now?
Oh,
there's
wow.
Trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dondoko Island is Animal Crossing in Infinite Wealth. And it's the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. I've spent the last 2 weeks basically cleaning up trash and building my house and helping build a resort on this island. And I've pretty much cleared a lot of the main area. I fought so many bad people. I have a very nice plaza and I've set so many things up that now people are visiting and telling me they're having a good time.
Oh.
And my rank is going up. My resort is becoming more popular, and this is the most money I've made in the game.
Wow, nice.
Yes. In fact, I forgot what infinite wealth is about. I don't know what's going on right now. Who knows, honestly, what's happening. But the only thing I know is that I am trying to I am trying to make the best resort I possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes. And I have souvenirs. I have a farm.
Wow.
Everything is amazing. And yeah, well, anyways, that's the whole point of like infinite wealth, right, Jeremy? It's me building my Animal Crossing island.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure there's nothing else to the plot, right?
Yeah, that's it. Chapter 8 is pretty much the end for you. I mean, like, infinite wealth is you start an island, you build a resort, you make money. That's the wealth part. And the infinite part is having a good time. Infinite happiness, infinite wealth.
Exactly. And I think that is the whole point of the show. And I'm having the time of my life.
We should like pull a bait and switch. We'll do a Yakuza, we'll do a Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth spoiler cast, but we just talk about Dondoku Island the whole time. The whole time, and everyone's like, when are you gonna talk about the story? What do you mean story? There's no story.
Yeah.
The story I did this on the island today.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny because you can probably see the amount of hours that I've played on this game, and I think it's safe to say at this point, maybe almost half of it now is on Dondoku Island.
It's like 50% Dondoku Island. You're like, okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah.
The real game.
The real game here. And that's where I'm at, and everything's great, Jeremy. I will say, by the time you get to Chapter 8, things in the storyline get are pretty interesting because you're currently on chapter 5, right?
Yeah, I'm in the beginning of chapter 5. I have not gotten Dondoku Island unlocked yet.
Who have you met so far?
Chitose, she joined the party.
Cool.
That's about it. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, that's about it. I have been buying a bunch of blueprints for Dondoku Island in anticipation because I already know it's coming. I know it's coming.
Uh-huh. It's coming, all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. yeah. Other than that, I'd rather not say who I met just for spoilers' sake. So basically, to quickly tell you where I am in the story, I'm starting out Chapter 5 and we are looking for someone.
Yes, we are.
Yes, that's all I could say, which is very vague and very basic if you know what I'm talking about right now. But it is what it is. That's it. That's all.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and I am very much still running around enjoying seeing virtual Waikiki and virtual Honolulu, as well as
me too.
I've been getting really good at playing Crazy Delivery. And, you know, really sad to know that they don't give you actual money. You just get points that you can buy money with.
It's the trash game. It's the Ijincho trash game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying Crazy Delivery. It's just, I wish there was more to it. Like, I wish I could earn actual money. Because it sounded you can earn tips. I'm like, oh, sick. I can make so much money from this game. But no, you earn points so you can like buy your points and use your points to buy other stuff. And I'm like,
I know.
It's okay.
Yeah. I do like the game. I'm finished it already.
Oh, yeah. I got Diamond Rank and Crazy Delivery as well.
Yes. Yes. Very nice.
It was fun.
Love it.
But yeah, that's my infinite wealth journey so far. I want to progress. It's been so busy. I've been going to a lot of weddings this month. Every single weekend this month has been wedding related. And I got added a 7th wedding to the end of this year. So
wow, you're going to attend 7 weddings by the end of this year.
Yeah, I want to do a recap.
That's crazy.
Exactly. I don't want to rate the weddings. I think that's terrible.
Oh,
mean thing. No.
Jeremy, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do that. That's so mean.
All these people are going to disown you.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Like, a lot of it's my friends and family. So, no. I would not want to do that. But
yes, exactly.
I do want to, I just want to, like, make a post on social media or even just talk about it on the podcast and talk about, like, aspects I enjoyed and a lot of positive things. Because weddings at the end of the day are supposed to be, like, really positive things. It's just funny how, in general, weddings are just so political, I have to say. And mm-hmm. how people's emotions just get hurt easily and how people become emotional. I'm not talking about like crying at the wedding. I'm talking about just like being excluded from certain parts of the wedding planning or what have you.
Got you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And because this year I've been to weddings before this year, but it's always been interesting. Now it's interesting, more interesting to me that because I'm going to 7 weddings this year, I can have so much insight into wedding planning, thought processes, things like that. For example, a wedding I attended just this past Saturday, the bride and groom did like a father-daughter dance, mother-son dance, and then they did a family dance, which was the groom dances with the bride's mom and the bride dances with the groom's father. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Because you That's never nice. See that, right? And at the end of the dinner, which was family style, by the way, they had like just huge bowls of stuff and they would just like cart it out and serve it to each table. At the end of the dinner, they had to-go boxes. They had really nice to-go boxes. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. You never see that at weddings. So
I've been to a wedding recently that had to-go boxes for one of my best college friends, and that it's a game changer. Like, I was actually shocked. I was like, I can bring the fried rice home? Really?
Yeah, yeah, right? And I really liked that, because it's like, the weddings are just changed so much, because for this wedding in particular, the bride and groom, they did a lot of, like, traditional wedding stuff. Like, you know, like, the dances and the vows and the ceremony and all that, but they also like subverted our expectations in a lot of way. So I thought that was really cool. And you don't see that every day with like weddings.
For sure.
Yeah. So man, busy time. It is
busy time.
Yeah. And it's the biggest reason why I haven't been playing a lot of Infinite Wealth, because I want to, but then there are some days when I want to turn off my brain and this is going into what I'm playing next. And I just want to play games like Call of Duty, or even Helldivers 2, which are just mindless shooters. Like, yeah, there's a little bit of strategy, and that part's easy. It's the mindless shooting part is the part I look forward to. You know, I can turn my brain off and I can just play a game and not have to think. With Infinite Wealth, I'm so involved in the story. Like, I want to be involved in the story. But
yes,
I also just don't have the brain capacity sometimes to play it. And yeah, I'm going to eventually get to Dondoko Island and unlock more mini games and side stuff. And I'll just want to play the game to play that. But, you know, we joke, but I do want to play the story too eventually, you know. So I need to keep playing. I want to keep playing the game so I can play the story is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, guys, if you know us, you know that every Yakuza Judgment, Like a Dragon game, we're gonna get sucked into something. The games always have something, from like kart racing to pocket circuit racing to chicken racing to, you know, to darts to arcade games. Like everything in these games is so well thought out and so beautiful, and we love that, and yet we forget why we play these games. It's because there's a story.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. But that's all I'm playing. Are you playing anything else aside from Infinite Wealth?
No, just like the occasional Animal Crossing. But nice. But yeah, that's it, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. So you and I kind of have similarly busy schedules where we can't really have time to play games unless we really sit down and play it.
Yes. I do like the storyline so far. I think I'm at a point where I do feel like more is going to be revealed if I stop playing Dondoko Island.
You're like, wait.
Yeah, like, it's funny because it's like, I feel like I'm actually close to revealing finding this particular person that you're finding. And I'm just like, yeah, but wait.
But wait, there's more.
But there's more. So I'll get to it eventually. Whatever. Whatever, Jeremy.
Right. Yeah. Another wedding story. I was chatting with a friend who I just found out like a few days prior that he's such a big fan of the Yakuza Like a Dragon franchise. I was like, oh my God, me too. And he's like, yeah, that's awesome. We were like drinking and like and talking about it. And he's like, what, are you playing any of the new games? I'm like, yeah, I'm playing Man Who Erases Name and I'm playing Infinite Wealth. He's like, oh, I haven't played Man Who Erases Name yet. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's definitely like kind of like a filler arc. And he's like, okay. And he's like, what about Infinite Wealth? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'm still on chapter 5. He's like, you didn't beat it yet? I was like, wait a second, you beat it? And this is in March, by the way. So the game had come out in January. And I'm like, okay, I understand.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I understand that there are people that, you know, that have nothing but time on their hands. But this guy, he was like, yeah, I already beat it. I was like, what the fuck, dude? That's crazy.
Dude, wild, man.
I know.
Wild.
I'm like, but like, for me, especially for these games, because these are mm-hmm. the only single player games, open world single player games I am such a diehard fan of. I want to do everything. I want to try everything once. And if I get sucked into something, then I just want to keep doing it over and over again. So to hear someone beat this game, I'm like, okay, did you beat it in the way that I think I would beat a game of this franchise, which is like getting sucked into Dondoko Island or getting sucked into the Cabaret minigame and playing that whole story and, you know, like in that sense, like did this person play every single minigame? And I'm not trying to mm-hmm. judge someone based on their gaming habits. For me, it's just like I want to make sure I do everything. I want to make sure that my money was well worth spent. By the way, I bought the ultimate version of Infinite Wealth because I was like, I need this game so badly. So I'm like, I need my money's worth. So I bought it for $120. So I at least need mm-hmm. to sink 120 hours into this game to make it worth my while.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah. So it's always fascinating to me when people say they beat one of these games. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. did you rush everything? Like, did you just do the story? I always want to know what the thought process is. And there's no wrong answer. It's more of just what do you consider beating the game, you know?
Mm-hmm. All I know is, Jeremy, I am fulfilled.
Yeah. I cannot wait to get there. I'm literally going to, after we stop recording this podcast, I'm going to run over to my PS5 and I'm going to play the game. I was literally playing it before we started recording.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. Because I'm getting sucked in again after like a couple weeks of not playing it. I was like, oh man, I wish I could play the game. And now I'm back and I want more and it's not going to stop. It's turning into a Yakuza 0 situation where I'm just like, yep. I can't stop thinking about this game. I need to keep playing it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Were there any news topics you had?
No, I don't really have any news topics. I just apparently Stellar Blade's good. That's okay. All I got. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. And then this is definitely like an older update, but apparently there's not going to be a new... This is way old, but I just actually thought it was... it's interesting how... They're finally gonna make like a new version of the Switch, like a Switch Pro type of version. But like it's been like should have had this years ago, Jeremy. So,
yo, I know, right?
Like what are we doing right now? I mean, like then again, this is Nintendo, who for whatever reason, like Animal Crossing was just like, yep, after 2 years, we're going to stop updating it. And I'm like, the fuck? What kind of business? What the hell kind of business model is that? Anyways.
No, I know.
Yeah. But you see, the crazy thing is like, there's going to be like a KK, like Lego set coming out soon. And, mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, dude, how could you not even just like once every 3 months, like it's just like add new items or even just like, hey, new animal, you know,
right? Like, yeah, new neighbor, yeah. Like something.
Yeah, new neighbor, like it's just yeah. But that's Nintendo. I didn't mean like they're like wild.
Hey, my buddy, he's a big Nintendo fan, and at his wedding shower 2 weekends ago, he had the Capri Suns with Animal Crossing New Horizons like themed.
Amazing.
Capri Suns.
Yes.
And I'm like, Nintendo, you fucks, you're just trolling us. Like, come on. Like this Capri Sun came out recently. Like, it's a recent thing. And they're like, oh, like you said, Nintendo's like, oh, we're not going to support the game anymore. I'm like, are you fucking serious, Nintendo? Like,
they are dumb. Terrible. Right? Like, terrible decisions like, all around.
Yeah, it's like this game helped thousands, maybe like millions and millions of people during the pandemic. And it saved, like, myself included, you know, and you too. And, like, you know, it means so much to everybody. So I'm like, are they going to make a new Animal Crossing after this? I have no idea. I honestly don't.
Yeah, which is wild because they could have just updated this current one for like 4 years.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, like,
unbelievable.
Or at least like update it until they make a new Nintendo console, because this game is so it's so perfect in a lot of ways. Like, no game is going to be ever completely perfect. But this one, just because we've played it so much, we only know the good things about it, you know, and or at least we want to focus on the good things about it is what I should say. So yes. I feel like, I don't know, like, I still don't agree with them pulling the support for Animal Crossing. I feel like it could be better. They could be better. Come on, Nintendo. Oh, yeah.
And there's so many things they've pulled support on, which is just terrible decision making all around.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah. So if there's no other news, there are no comments either. But if you'd like to send us one, you know, you can email us. RestHerePodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's RestHerePodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email with any of your comments or questions, and we'll read it on the podcast. You can also go to our website, RestHerePodcast.com. And if you click on the top left-hand page that says Pages, it'll bring down a drop-down menu. Click on Contact. And you can feel free to comment on any of our Podbean episodes. Or you can find a link in that same page to join our Discord community. Or you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Or just comment on any of our YouTube videos. We're around. We'll read everything. We see everything. And yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, this is fun. Good to be back in the groove.
I know. And good luck on your next wedding that you have to go to.
Thank you. Thankfully, it's not until June. All right, Elisa, thank you so much.
All right. Yes, thank you, Jeremy.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.
See ya.